Good morning. Now, we were hoping Jim Wells was going to come on the programme, have a yarn with us this morning on the back of a story that's in the Belfast Telegraph, but he said he'd need to run it past his press office at the DUP, and as yet he hasn't had the green light, indeed, to come on and have a yarn with us. This on the back of a story by Sean O'Driscoll in the Belfast Telegraph that says, former Health Minister Jim Wells has claimed he and other MLAs will split from the DUP if it agrees to Sinn Féin's demand for gay marriage. While the DUP appears to be willing to negotiate on Irish language, same-sex marriage is a red line, in inverted commas, a red line issue that will not be accepted by many members, Mr. Wells has said. Peter will not marry Paul in Northern Ireland, he vowed. And Mr. Wells also said that the DUP will kill off Sinn Féin's proposal for a civil forum because a similar forum in the Republic led to a successful referendum on same-sex marriage. He says, we will strangle that idea at birth if that's what it's going to bring. Nobody wants it except Gerry Adams anyway, he said. During the Easter Sunday 1916 commemoration speech, Gerry Adams said that progressive parties that favour a civil forum should not fear another election if Sinn Féin DUP talks do not succeed in setting up a new executive. Now, the civil forum, you may not be familiar with this, the civil forum would allow ordinary people to put forward ideas for legislation similar to the Constitutional Convention in the Republic that meets to recommend constitutional change. And in 2013, 79% of the Republic's convention delegates recommended the constitution be changed to allow same-sex marriage. A referendum in the Republic approved same-sex marriage 2 years later. Mr. Wells said the DUP would vigorously oppose such a forum in Northern Ireland if same-sex marriage was discussed and would not allow Sinn Féin to bypass the Assembly. So Jim Wells threatening actually in that conversation with Sean O'Driscoll that he and others would leave the DUP if they were prepared to cross that red line of marriage equality. Let me speak to Gavin Boyd from the Rainbow Project. Gavin, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Pretty obvious there from Jim Wells that he feels he's got support across the country because he's putting his political future on the line in that conversation with the reporter from the Belfast Telegraph. He's prepared to leave the most powerful party in the country on what he sees as a conscience issue.
I mean, I don't know if I'd say he's putting his political future on the line. I wouldn't say that someone who got fired for being health minister is someone who has much of a political future. But it is disappointing that he has put out in such strident and kind of violent terms this morning his continued opposition to equality for LGBT people in Northern Ireland.
There's nothing violent in what he said. He just said that, Peter will not marry Paul.
Aye, about the civic forum, choke it at birth or something like that? What was it?
Yes, he did use that term. He
strangle
said
at birth? I mean, that's violent, Frank. Come on.
He would strangle it at birth, but it's an idea he's strangling. He's not strangling people.
Sure, but it's still violent language. Like, let's not beat around the bush here. But, of course, he's absolutely wrong to suggest that he has anywhere near majority support in Northern Ireland for his position because poll after poll, including the poll that's on the Belfast Telegraph article this morning, shows vast majorities of people in Northern Ireland support marriage equality, 83%, I think, in that Belfast Telegraph poll this morning. We know from our head count in the Assembly that we have almost two-thirds of the new 90 MLAs in favour of marriage equality. So I think it's really disappointing that Jim Wells and maybe other people within the DUP have chosen this issue as the hill on which they're going to die, because this is an inevitability. There will be marriage equality in Northern Ireland. The DUP can continue to block it, they can delay it, but they can never stop it, because this is a ball that's been in motion for a long, long time now. How long do they really think that it's sustainable to allow for people to be married in one part of the UK, but then they travel to Northern Ireland and they're not married anymore? Where is this magical line in the Irish Sea where someone stops being married? Do they stop being married in London when they're getting on the plane? Do they stop being married in Belfast when they're getting off the plane? This is a legal fiction which has been created to massage the egos of dinosaurs and bigots, but it's not sustainable. And so, yes, marriage equality will become a reality in Northern Ireland, whether that's by the Assembly or whether that's by the courts, is really a matter for the DUP, but they cannot block it indefinitely. And Jim Wells wants to go off and try and create some kind of mad homophobic bigot party. Work away. He will be unsuccessful, but this is no great shock or surprise from Jim Wells.
But you say homophobic, you say a bigoted type party.
Yes.
From a man who you said was sacked as health minister. He actually resigned as health minister. He may or may not have had some difficulties internally with those who were hiring him, but technically he did resign as health minister. He clearly believes he is representing right-thinking people who believe in biblical teaching and who believe in God's law. And he does have support beyond the DUP on this. This is not just a DUP or Free Presbyterian type thing. He has support within central planks of the Catholic Church on this.
Well, of course, he would be in lockstep in the Catholic Church on this, and that's no great surprise. I suppose what's interesting is that even though there are these pillars of society, the DUP, the Catholic Church, a lot of these other churches, that they still haven't been able to convince the majority of people in Northern Ireland to agree with them.
But are you saying that the Catholic Church is bigoted and homophobic?
About LGBT people? Yeah, the Catholic Church says that we're disordered. That there's something wrong with who we are. That is bigotry. That is homophobia. I don't have any difficulty in saying that.
Do you respect that they're entitled to their belief, their biblical belief on the teaching of human interaction?
Of course, people are entitled to believe whatever they want, whether that's religious, whether that's anything else. People can believe that the sky is green, but it doesn't really change how the law should impact on citizens. What we're talking about is how people are treated equally under the law. We can all believe whatever we want, but when it comes down to being able to access rights, when it comes down to being able to access services, to being treated equally without discrimination, then all our beliefs go by the wayside and the law comes first.
Do you believe that at some point during these negotiations, the DUP will cross Jim Wales's red line and that equality, marriage equality, will now finally be available in Northern Ireland like it is elsewhere on the island of Ireland and across the United Kingdom?
I have absolutely no idea what negotiations the DUP are doing on this issue. I think it's interesting that Arlene Foster said that she was really keen to go out and meet with Irish language groups, but hasn't indicated any interest in meeting LGBT groups. I think that maybe indicates where her feelings are around the negotiations and what she's willing to swallow and what she's not. But as I say, always willing to sit down with any politician from any party, always happy to see these issues discussed and negotiated by the parties. I want this to go through the Assembly. I want it to be agreed. I want the majority of Assembly members who voted in favour of this to be respected and for the support that they have from the public to be respected as well. What I don't accept is the abuse of the petition of concern to further block an issue which has overwhelming public support and which does not negatively impact anyone else in any way.
At this present moment in time, the petition of concern, they're not so strong, but they could still block it with help. I think they need one person from the unionist tradition along with Jim Allister, and they could indeed block, they could use that petition of concern to block any change.
Well, absolutely. Well, they can certainly block change in the Assembly, but you know, if it looks like we're heading back to direct rule, then this all falls back to Westminster, and I think the DUP have a lot less sway in Westminster now than they did 5 or 10 years ago. I also think that the petition of concern is an irrelevance when it comes to the judicial processes in the UK, and just because the DUP continue to block it with their numbers does not mean that the unlawful, unjustifiable and discriminatory actions of the UK government and the Northern Ireland Assembly with regards to same-sex marriage is something that the courts can uphold. It's just not something that's possible.
As a result of direct rule, if we had longer-term direct rule, would you believe that same-sex marriage would be introduced at some point?
If we have direct rule for 24 hours, it's the responsibility of the Prime Minister to legislate for same-sex marriage. She will be responsible for ensuring equality for LGBT people in Northern Ireland, whether it's direct rule for 6 years or 6 minutes. And so I would expect it to be the very first issue that's placed on her desk when she assumes responsibility for governance in Northern Ireland.
So obviously you're hoping for direct rule as quickly as possible.
No, I'm hoping for an Assembly that respects the rights of its citizens, that respects the rights of the majority of members elected to that body to legislate for something which is a very live and important public issue. But failing that, if we do end up in direct rule, then yes, of course, I want it to be resolved that way, but I want this to be resolved in the Assembly. I want an Assembly that respects citizens, respects diversity, and respects rights for different people in our society. What I don't expect is for a single party with less than a third of the seats in the Assembly to be able to dictate to the rest of us what we're allowed to do in our lives.
Do you get a sense with this conversation that Jim Wales has had with Sean O'Driscoll from the Belfast Telegraph that possibly they're discussing it so much in the DUP, they're almost with you on it?
What I get from this is that this is Jim Wells trying to steer the conversation within the party. I imagine that he's quite nervous around some of the mumblings that have been coming out from Stormont Castle in the past number of days, and this is him trying to throw his weight around within the party. But as I say, a former minister who resigned in disgrace is not really likely to pull a whole lot of punches with senior negotiators.
Okay, Gavin Boyd from the Rainbow Project, thank you very much indeed. And Jim Wells just confirmed with us that he does not want to speak on the issue on the radio at this present moment in time.